News Radio 700 WLW.
Well, if you apply for a job in this day and age, invariably you have to take a drug test. They'll send you somewhere, you pee in the cup, and then maybe you hold your breath, or maybe you say, yeah, what are they going to find? But I thought this was interesting. Quest Diagnostics, which is a major testing company for a lot of workplaces. Quest Diagnostics analyzed over 6 million general workforce urine tests in 2022. In other words, people had already got the job. Now, I don't know how you participated in this test. Maybe you made some money. I don't know. Quest says, hey, you want to participate? They'll send you a cup and everything. Anyway, they analyzed over 6 million general workforce urine tests in 2022 and found that 4.3% were positive for cannabis. And that's up from the 3.9% in 2021. It also found that over 7% of workers who had suffered a workplace injury tested positive for marijuana in 2022. That's up almost a half a point from 2021, the highest positivity rate in 25 years. Where was the increase? Well, primarily in the hospitality and food service industry. It was up almost 43%, and in retail, up almost 44%. Finance and insurance, 38.5%. And it's not just marijuana. They found other things in apparently these urine samples, but it leads one to wonder if marijuana is becoming more of a mainstream acceptance, particularly in urban areas throughout the country, is it time for companies to relax their position on weed during work hours? You know, you're working from home and you're sitting in front of the computer. Some people are, you know, they light up a lung dart, you know, a little lucky strike. Well, why not light up a joint? I think a lot of people are wondering if it's now time for that. Standing by is someone who may be wondering as well. Jerry Joyner is the host of a show called Weed and Whiskey TV, and he is in the healthcare art consulting business. That's what it says right here. Jerry Joyner, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
Ken, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother. It's not right for one guy to get to enjoy life so much.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Now, what'd you make of this study by Quest Dynamics? First of all, I don't know how they got these urine samples, unless this was something that you could participate in willingly. But nevertheless, I mean, this is a rather significant increase in people testing positive for cocaine, for marijuana, correct?
For marijuana, sure. You know, and I think we're going to continue to see an increase in this. We have 22 states that adult use or recreational use, if you're of age in that state, just like alcohol, you can legally go buy multiple cannabis products. As in 38 states, along with two territories and the District of Columbia, having a medical marijuana program. So it's easy to see why the people are testing a little bit higher. What I think is interesting is the alcohol consumption numbers are starting to trend downward, especially with our young people. You're a sports guy, Ken. Look, the major league sports, they're not testing for major league baseball. Hadn't tested since 2019 for cannabis. So I think it's a trend we're going to continue to see rise. But I'm like you, where did they get the 6 million tests from?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I hope it wasn't just tests that were sitting around, you know, from people that had to go in for a drug test before they went to get a job. That would be a violation, I think, of a number of different things. But, okay, so more people are using marijuana. More people are shying away from alcohol. But you don't want somebody drunk on the job. You don't want somebody stoned on the job either, right?
Well, you know, that's a great statement right there. You know, no different than alcohol. I think cannabis has to be viewed depending on what it is that you do for a living. If you're a truck driver, if you're a pilot, I don't think we want them on any kind of substance. But if you're my good friend Willie Nelson, you kind of want him having a Coke when he's on the job, right? So how do we distinguish between that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Willie's 90, so something must be going right for him, right?
I have to profess, for 49 years, I've been a daily consumer of cannabis. And for 45 of those years, I didn't want anybody to know. I was a closeted smoker. No. But once I became vocal about it, met Willie, have Weed and Whiskey TV. So it's not anything that's taken away from my livelihood and using it every day. But I think people have to, you know, people are popping Xanax every day, all day long. They're taking other kind of prescription medication. So maybe we should look at this a little bit better and have more testing, have more information available about how it affects people.
Now, you know, if you're under the, you sound like you're a veteran. Willie's a veteran. You know, I mean, you've been around the planet Earth for a while. So you were doing this before it was legal, right? You were just, you know, getting it on the black
market. Well, it's still illegal here in Texas.
Oh, it's still illegal down there. Okay.
In Texas, it primarily is illegal. They have some different kind of programs, and they've got some because of the 2019 Farm Bill, have some derivatives of the cannabis plants that are becoming legal here. But,
So you're getting it. You're getting it.
420.
You're getting it illegally, is what you're saying. I mean, you're obviously. I mean, most people do it right. But and there's no medical exemption in the state you live in.
There's a very limited in Texas, a very limited medical program.
Limited. Okay.
But my wife and I own Healthcare Art Consulting. We put artwork in hospitals all over the country, and that's what gave me the wherewithal when this thing Weed and Whiskey TV emerged. But we saw oncologists starting to change their attitudes towards cannabis. We've had some legal people on our show that are trying to help doctors understand better how to recommend, because they can't prescribe yet, but they could maybe recommend. And so we see a big wave of change coming with cannabis.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't want doctors to know it all that well. There are a lot of people that don't want to learn about it all that well. They just think it's evil. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be available to anybody. And that if you're doing that, then it's, you know, you're breaking the law and you're flying in the face of God and all this and that. There's some people that simply don't want that information. Are there not, Jerry?
Yeah, I think that's a great statement there, Ken. But, you know, I'm proud to be a patriotic American, and we broke the law back in the tea days, okay? And so sometimes maybe things
back
have
in the
to
what?
Be addressed.
Back in what days?
The
Boston Tea Party. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you lost me there for a second. I'm back with you. I'm back with you now, Jerry. Yeah. I'm back with you. Okay.
We got 80% of Americans wanting cannabis to be legal for people for medical conditions. That's the majority of the country, okay? Yeah. So we've got a select amount of politicians, I think, that are trying to, for whatever reason, help Big Pharma. I don't know. But it's obvious that the growing acceptance of cannabis for people, not just smoking a joint like Cheech and Chong, but these topical ointments. My 85-year-old mother rubs a topical on her foot and gets relief from it. But she is a staunch anti-drug person. Okay, so what's the deal with that? Shouldn't that be readily available to anybody in a topical form? Doesn't get you high that makes you be able to feel better?
Mm. So this is, and we're not talking about CBD. You're talking about something completely different in a topical form, correct?
That's correct. There are CBDs and there are THCs, and it's sort of like if you take a prescription Tylenol versus an over-the-counter Tylenol. It's kind of the way, man, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter, and that's the way I kind of look at the THC and the CBD. And there's so many different ways this processes of the cannabis plant are being done now to specifically help certain ailments. So it's only going to be more knowledge for us in the future on how this plant's helping people. That's my take on it.
Yeah. The DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, says new rules are coming for synthetic cannabinoids, including CBD and Delta H-THC. Are you talking about Delta H-THC? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, Ken, I shave my head every day, so that went right over the top of my head, as it does most people. There's CBD products. There's THCA, THCO, Delta 9, Delta 8, Delta 10, and it's you know, unless you're a scientist, it's really kind of difficult to
understand this. What's the difference? I don't understand the difference between Delta 8, Delta 9, and T. I mean, you're the weed guy. What's the difference?
Well, the difference, based on what I'm able to ascertain, is in the terpenes and the trichomes, okay? That's the parts in the plant that actually have the active ingredient that gives you the euphoric feeling that most people think is occurring when people are doing weed or pot or cannabis or marijuana. But the CBD aspects of this give you no psychotropic feeling or effect. But your endocannabinoid system, that's a big word for
wow.
me. But apparently all us mammals have an endocannabinoid system.
Yeah.
And each of our systems work a little different depending on what kind of product. That's why they've got so many different ones now. So
wow.
dialing in on what's best for you is what's important.
Jerry Joyner's our guest. He's the host of a TV show called Weed and Whiskey TV. And you can find him at weedandwhiskey.tv. He's also, what did you say? You provide artwork to hospitals across the country as well? Is that what you do?
Yes, sir. For 20 years, my wife and I have a company called Healthcare Art Consulting, in which we help with the visual communication in a hospital. There's clinical white papers that say the right visual stimulation can help in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited as capitalists. We have a nice, successful business, but we're helping sick people. And
that's
I kind
great.
Of feel this weed and whiskey thing manifested into the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's I think that's phenomenal what you and your wife are doing. Just terrific. Now, where do you see this going, Jerry? I mean, the morals of this country seem to morph on a daily basis. And the younger folks, as they become older folks and have grown up in that environment, are probably going to be less constricted in their views about marijuana. Would you see a time, and in the not so distant future, and I'm talking within the next 10 years, where cannabis is just a way of life, and that the people that are now in their 20s and 30s become 30 and 40 and maybe move into government or maybe move into high profile roles. Do you think it's going to be as restrictive, or do you think there's a lot of road to make up still?
Well, there's still a lot of road, and there's a lot of potholes, but you know what? We're going at kind of a warp speed
on this. Did you say potholes?
Yeah, you got that right there.
All right. There you go. A little humor there. Never heard anybody.
Yeah, the young folks that'll be decision makers here in the next few years, I think obviously will have a lot of sway on that. One of the areas that I think is so important is our veteran community. My dad served in Vietnam, a couple of tours, you know, and so I'm very I didn't serve myself, but I got a lot of respect for veterans, and we have a lot of them come on our show, and we're seeing lots of guys that are getting relief that they need, both from get this, Ken, not just cannabis, but psilocybin or psychedelics. Several states have now reduced the criminal penalties and relaxed some things, and a lot of testing is going on. The VA is starting to make a little bit of headway. So we think if we can get our people behind the people that provide our freedom in America, our veterans, you know, getting them the medicine that they need from this, I think in 5 years instead of 10 that you mentioned is where we'll really see a big change.
Well, if this test or this results of these tests done by Quest Diagnostics are any indication, I think it's moving in that direction, don't you? I mean, I was kind of startled by what I saw here. Were you not?
Yes, you know, the increase, the little bit of increase is obviously, you know, more and more people are at least trying it. You know, you can go from a state that it's illegal, usually the next state over, okay, with having 22 states that as long as you're of legal age, you could go buy a cannabis product. And so I see a lot of this is not the old stoners like me and Willie, okay? These are the new age of people that are trying something. And is it just because they smoke something? You know, gummies are 83% of the consumption of cannabis for new people. New people are trying cannabis are more likely to try a gummy than they are to smoke a joint.
Wow. So when I turn on weedandwhiskey.tv, what do I see, Jerry? I know, how often are you on Weed and Whiskey TV?
Well, Weed and Whiskey TV is a streaming platform, sort of like Netflix. I didn't get to own that one, but I do own Weed and Whiskey TV. we have a weekly show called Weed and Whiskey News.
Okay, so it's kind of like Netflix for stoners, right? Is that what you're saying?
Netflix for stoners. That's a good way of saying it. Weekly, we have a show that drops every Friday at 4:20 called Weed and Whiskey News.
4:20,
and we have
I love
a variety
it.
Of guests.
I love it.
I'm sorry, Ken.
I love it. 4:20. I love it. That's phenomenal. So you did a show.
That's my birthday, Ken. I was born on 4:20. My birthday is April the 20th.
God bless you. That's a great date to be born on. That's a great date. I mean, you were destined for this, Jerry.
Was. Just celebrated my 63rd birthday, and I put in about 80 or 90 hour week every week, and excited, as you can tell, about what I get to do, and I smoke pot all day.
Well, I'm glad we could interrupt your day here, Jerry, for just a little information. I'm glad you could lend some fabric to this study that came out, and I'll check it out. You know, I do that whole streaming thing, so I'll check out weedandwhiskey.tv with Jerry Joyner. You stay well, okay?
Thanks for having me on today, Ken. Look forward to talking to you in the future.